Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. This is the show for Monday, July 27th. Human rights defender Natalia Estemirova was murdered in Chechnya earlier this month. She was abducted outside her home in Grozny. Her body was found a few hours later. She was a researcher for Memorial, a human rights group that documents abuses in Chechnya. Her friends called her Natasha. She was 50 years old, a single mother, and a former school teacher, and she was dedicated to exposing abuses against civilians by the Chechen government.
I think the thing to say about Natasha is that she was driven, she was motivated by a desire to find the truth, but also by a desire to see justice. She was no rabble-rouser.
That's Rachel Denber of the Europe and Central Asia program at Human Rights Watch.
For her, the truth wasn't only an end in itself, it was a means to an end. It was a means to justice, because for her, that was the most important thing, and justice and giving people dignity.
Justice is all but absent in Chechnya, but Natasha documented extrajudicial killings, disappearances, torture, and collective punishment. She documented Russian abuses against civilians during the Second Chechen War. After the war ended, Chechnya was rebuilt, but abuses continued. Natasha spoke about the cosmetic changes to the Chechen capital in a 2007 interview.
If you drive around the city during the day, you'll see these houses. They have been restored and look beautiful, but at night, the windows are dark in these buildings. People don't live there. Why doesn't anyone move in? Because everyone knows that a climate of lawlessness persists. At any moment, a person may be seized and accused of something. Their apartment could be taken away. People still don't feel safe.
Natasha continued working, even after the murder of journalist Anna Politkovskaya. The two were close. Natasha said her dear friend's work on Chechnya had made a difference.
I think what's changed is the understanding of the role journalists and human rights defenders play, including by the people who dared murder her and wanted to see her dead. They understand that they haven't just killed a person. They tried to kill and silence the truth. This didn't work. Anna is gone, and this is an enormous loss. A loss for all of us, and we know that, and we cannot replace her. The only thing we can do is to continue our work and to make sure that we continue exposing the truth that some would very much like to hide. We cannot replace Anna, but we can keep working as long as possible.
Earlier this year, another of Natasha's colleagues, human rights lawyer Stanislav Markelov, was gunned down in Moscow. The killers of both of Natasha's friends went unpunished. Natasha knew that her life was in danger too, but she kept on documenting crimes and coaxing victims to pursue justice. Again, Rachel Denber.
Nobody who works on Chechnya forgets about the risk that everybody faces when they're there. I don't know if it's expected is the right word. Was it feared? It certainly was feared. We feared for Natasha's life and her colleagues at Memorial feared for her. There was a point when the pressure against Natasha had built so much that we were actually successful in convincing her to spend a couple of months outside of Russia, and she did that because the threats had started to mount and the atmosphere was getting so tense. But Natasha felt fervently that her place was in Chechnya, that somebody had to stay behind to continue to be a link between the victims of human rights violations and the rest of the world, and also someone had to stay behind to make sure that justice was served.
Natasha said Chechen President Ramzan Kadyrov personally warned her against continuing her work, but she shrugged off a question about fear.
Afraid? I am not sure what to say. I think I just understand the work is absolutely legal and quite necessary.
In the days leading up to her death, Natasha was working with Human Rights Watch. Most recently, she investigated a surge in house burnings and a public execution by Chechen security forces. She called for Russian and Chechen officials to be held accountable for these crimes. Tanya Lukshina is a researcher at Human Rights Watch, and she was a close friend of Natasha's. She left Grozny the day before Natasha's murder.
Law enforcement and security officials in Chechnya knew that Natasha was behind so many stories of abuses, and for them, she was an enemy. They were the ones who wanted her silent.
Lukshina says Natasha's death sends a very strong message.
Impunity in particular has a very chilling effect on the civil society, because when the perpetrators are not being brought to justice, when the crimes, such heinous crimes, are not being investigated, people realize that they can't be killed at any given moment. It can't happen to them, to each and every one of them, and the potential perpetrators are also, in fact, encouraged by that climate of impunity.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev expressed outrage at the killing, but Rachel Denber says outrage isn't enough.
The real question is, what's going to happen next? Russia is a developed state. Russia has all kinds of expertise. Russia is a wealthy state. There is nothing, technically, that should prevent Russia from being able of carrying out an effective investigation. It really is a matter of political will.
What needs to happen next, Denber says, is an investigation into Natasha's killing that takes on the highest levels of the Chechen government, right up to President Kadyrov and his closest associates. She says despite Natasha's death, the pursuit of justice in Chechnya must continue.
We have to fill the vacuum that her killing leaves behind. We owe that to her, and we owe that to the victims of human rights violations there.
Natasha herself made a plea for the international community to pay more attention to Chechnya just before she was honored by Human Rights Watch in 2007.
The problem of Chechnya has to be treated much more seriously than it is now. There should be an understanding that Chechnya is, in fact, part of Europe. It cannot just be Russia's domestic business. If part of an organism is ailing or not functioning, it means the entire organism is sick. And if it isn't treated, the entire organism will suffer. Human rights and a respect for them shouldn't be bartered for oil or gas, or sacrificed for economic interests.
That was human rights defender Natalia Estemirova. She was killed on July 15th, 2009. And that's Rights Watch for this week. To hear an extended interview with Natasha Estemirova, please visit hrw.org. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about us, including audio, video, and multimedia features, please visit hrw.org. The podcast is available on iTunes, and you can join our new Rights Watch podcast group on Facebook. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.